This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
In the previous session, we had a little bit of an introduction to the Prophet Nuh alayhi salam, and about his status and his stature even amongst the prophets and the messengers of Allah. And so keeping all of that in mind, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tested the Prophet Nuh alayhi salam in many, many ways. And this is one of the reasons why the Prophet Nuh alayhi salam is referred to in the Quran as min ulil azmi min ar-rusul, that he is from amongst the messengers who demonstrated the greatest amount of resilience and strength. And we talked about in the previous session one of the great ways in which the Prophet Nuh alayhi salam was tested, and that was with the betrayal of his wife. And today we're going to talk about another very profound way in which he was tested. One could even argue that the test that we're going to talk about for the Prophet Nuh alayhi salam today is actually even a greater test and an even greater trial than what we spoke about previously. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala outlines this entire scenario in Surah number 11, Surah Hud. Beginning in ayah number 40, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, leading up to ayah number 40, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that of course Allah had commanded the Prophet Nuh alayhi salam to start constructing an ark, a ship. And as he continued to construct this ark and this giant boat, this ship, the people continued to mock him and ridicule him. Until finally the moment came in ayah number 40, Allah says, "Hatta idha ja'a amruna," our command came. The verdict from God came. Wafara tanur, water started rising up out of the earth. Qulna ihmil fiha min kullin zawjaini ithnaini, that gather and round up the animals, a pair of each species of animals, and load them into the ark. Wa ahlak, and also go and gather together your family and load them also into the ark. Illa man sabaqa alayhi al-qawl. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alluded to something here. He said, except for those people in regards to whom God has given the verdict. Now, Nuh alayhi salam did not know what that referred to at that moment. Waman aman. And thirdly, Allah said, round up the believers, those who have believed in the message, and also board them into the ark as well. Wama amana ma'ahu illa qaleel. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, only a very limited small number of people believed in the Prophet Nuh alayhi salam. The hadith of Sahih Bukhari tells us, bid'an wa thamaneen. There were 80 some odd believers. That's it. 950 years and 80 some odd believers. Allah then says that the Prophet Nuh alayhi salam, once everyone had boarded the ark, he made a dua and a supplication. وَقَالَ إِرْكَبُوا فِيهَا بِسْمِ اللَّهِ مَجْرَيْهَا وَمُرْسَاهَا إِنَّ رَبِّي لَغَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. He said, in the name of Allah, board the ark and we will sail and we will eventually stop by the will and the permission and the blessing of Allah. And indeed, my Lord is most forgiving and most merciful. وَهِيَ تَجْرِي بِهِمْ فِي مَوْجٍ كَالْجِبَالِ. Verse number 42, Allah says, now the ark is sailing with all of these people and all of these animals. The ark is sailing, and it's sailing upon waves that are the sizes of mountains. Huge waves. The entire earth has been flooded. وَنَادَى نُوحٌ إِبْنَهُ. And then much to the dismay of Nuh alayhi salam, he looks outside the ark, and he sees one of the tallest mountains that's still jutting out from the water. And standing upon that mountain is none other than his son. His own son, his child, his flesh and blood. There's nothing that is more dear to a human being in this world than their own child. So he sees his child, his son. He might be a grown man, but it doesn't matter. Your child is always your child. When Fatima, when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would be sitting in his home, and his beloved daughter Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha, when she would walk into the room, she's a grown woman, she had children. But when she would walk into the room, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would stand up, he would rush over to the door, he would hug her and he would kiss her. And then he would hold her hand, just like you used to hold, you know, just like you would hold your baby girl's hand. He would hold her hand and then he would take her back to where he was sitting and he would sit down and insist that she sit right next to him. And as he was sitting there, he would continue to hold her hand. Now, I can't hold you in my lap anymore, but I can hold your hand. Your child never stops being your child. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, Nuh alayhi salam looks out and he sees his son, his child, standing out there on a mountain, surrounded by water, by this flood. And he sees that. وَكَانَ فِي مَعَزِلٍ And he's alone and isolated by himself, standing on this mountain defiantly. And Nuh alayhi salam, the ark is not that far away. He shouts out, يَا بُنَيَّ And even what he calls him, يَا بُنَيَّ بِالتَّصْغِيرِ My little son, my baby boy, Ya Bunayya, irkab ma'ana. Swim over. Swim over. I'll throw some rope out. Climb on board. Hurry, hurry. This is the last chance. Wala takum ma'al kafirin. Don't be with these people who have disbelieved and defied God. Don't be one of them. And at that moment, Nuh alayhi salam's son breaks his heart. His son breaks his heart, shatters his heart. He says, Sa'awi ila jabalin ya'asimuni min al-ma'. I don't need your help. I'll just find a taller mountain and I'll climb up it and I'll be safe from all the water. And Nuh alayhi salam still begging and pleading. He says, La asim al yawma min amri Allah illa man rahim. No one will be safe today. This is the wrath. This is the punishment of God. No one will be safe today except for someone whom Allah has mercy upon. Wahala baynahum al mawj. And just as he's saying that and he's begging and pleading, you can imagine. He's crying. He's screaming. He's begging. And a giant wave comes crashing between them. When that wave is gone, there's nothing left. فَكَانَ مِنَ الْمُغْرَقِينَ And he was drowned. He perished. Allah then tells us in ayah number 44, وَقِيلَ يَا أَرْضُ بْلَعِي مَاءَكِ وَيَا سَمَاءُ أَقْلِعِي وَغِيدَ الْمَاءُ وَقُضِيَ الْأَمْرُ And then it was announced, O earth, swallow all this water. O sky, stop raining water down. And the water receded, and God's will had been done. وَاسْتَوَتْ عَلَى الْجُودِي The ark came and rested upon Mount Judi. وَقِيلَ بُعْدًا لِلْقَوْمِ الظَّالِمِينَ And it was then decreed that perished, destroyed, removed were those people who defied God. The earth had been cleansed. وَنَادَى نُوحٌ رَبَّهُ And then Nuh alayhi salam called out to Allah. فَقَالَ رَبِّي He said, my Lord, my Master. He's not screaming. He's not fighting. He's crying. He's pleading. My Lord, my Rabb, please. إِنَّ بَنِي مِنْ أَهْلِي وَإِنَّ وَعَدَكَ الْحَقِّ You said my family would be safe. My boy, my baby boy, my son, he was my family. I never doubted your promise, Ya Rabb. I never doubted you. But I ask you, you said my family would be okay. Isn't he my family, Ya Allah? Wa anta ahkamul hakimin. You are the most just, you are the most wise. I trust you 100%. But I ask, help me make sense of what just happened. I can't process it. قَالَ يَا نُوحُ إِنَّهُ لَيْسَ مِنْ أَهْلِكَ. And that's when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave the ruling and the decree. He said, O Noah, يَا نُوحُ إِنَّهُ لَيْسَ مِنْ أَهْلِكَ. He is not actually your family. إِنَّهُ عَمَلٌ غَيْرُ صَالِحٌ. Because he chose the wrong path. That yes, he might have been born to you, but he is not your family for all of eternity. But the bond that is stronger than blood is the bond of faith, iman. Bilal ibn Rabah, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, was family to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam way more than Abu Lahab would ever be. Salman al-Farisi, about whom the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam even said, the Persian, Salman minna al bayt. Salman is my family. He was way more family to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam than the sons of Abu Lahab would ever be. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is teaching this lesson through the example of the Prophet Nuh alayhi salam. He's ultimately not your family because he chose the wrong path. فَلَا تَسْأَلْنِي مَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِهِ عِلْمٌ. Do not ask me about things that you have no knowledge of. إِنِّي أَعِذُكَ أَن تَكُونَ مِنَ الْجَاهِلِينَ. I warn you, I advise you, I admonish you, so that you do not end up being amongst the ignorant people. And Nuh alayhi salam clarifies, رَبِّ إِنِّي أَعُوذُ بِكَ أَن أَسْأَلَكَ مَا لَيْسَ لِي بِهِ عِلْمٌ. Oh my Lord, I take refuge with you from ever asking you about anything that I have no knowledge of. وَإِلَّا تَغْفِرْ لِي وَتَرْحَمْنِي أَكُمْ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. And if you do not forgive me and have mercy upon me, I indeed will be utterly ruined and destroyed. And this is the story of the son of Nuh alayhi salam. One of the most powerful and heartbreaking stories that we have in the Quran, particularly in regards to family dynamics. And there's so many lessons that we can take from here. One of the lessons we spoke about in just the previous session, the one about the wife of Nuh, alayhi salam, that ultimately, it doesn't matter who you're related to. We spoke about this yesterday in the previous session. That doesn't matter who you're related to. Your salvation is up to you. It doesn't matter who my father was, or who my brother is, or who my uncle was, or who my grandfather was, or who my son is, or it doesn't matter. I have to take responsibility for my soul. I have to take responsibility for my relationship with Allah. My salvation, my accountability, my reckoning comes down to me and the choices I make and the actions that I choose. But there's another added layer here that I wanted to highlight. And this one is very heavy. It's very difficult. And that particular layer is that we have to try our best. And we will try our best. And we will work hard, and we'll invest time and energy and effort, and we'll do it with a lot of love, and we'll make lots of dua, but ultimately understand that guidance is only and solely in the hands of Allah. I cannot decide anyone else's fate. I can't decide who goes to paradise. I don't get to make that decision. That's very heavy. But that's why it's even more important that that actually strengthens us in our resolve about the process. All I am responsible for is the process, the correct process. But I can't just jump in and save somebody. I can't just overrule God and decide someone's fate. I will do my best. I will try my best. But ultimately, it's in the hands of Allah. And I don't control it. Al-hidayah min Allah. Guidance is from Allah. When it comes to me, and when it comes to the people in my life. But we will put the work in. We will put the time in, the effort in, the du'as. We'll do all of that. But ultimately, we have to ultimately make peace with the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A third lesson that this demonstrates is, of course, Nuh alayhi salam is one of the greatest prophets and messengers. He doesn't know that? Of course he knows that. That guidance only comes from Allah. But it still, you can feel his pain. Because there is no greater love than the love that the parent has for their child. Nothing compares to that. Even when the Prophet ﷺ wanted to give us something to compare, give us some idea of how much Allah loves us, he said, Allah, you know the love that a mother has for her newborn? And the Sahaba said, yes, Ya Rasulullah. That's the most profound love there is. Then the Prophet ﷺ, in the hadith of Sahih Muslim, he said, Allah loves his slave even more than a mother loves her newborn. That's how powerful the love of a parent is. And you see the love of Nuh alayhi salam, and you feel his pain through his words. It's very real. And as parents, the parents in the room, if we feel that love for our children, then let's direct that love into their souls. Invest that love, channel that love into investing into their souls, educating them about who Allah is, connecting them to Allah, introducing them to Allah, grounding them within their faith. That's the best gift that we can give to our children. And for everyone in the room, we all are somebody's child. Understand and appreciate the love and the concern that every parent has for their child. And honor that love. Honor that concern. Reciprocate some of that love and that concern. Because whether we fully understand it or not, whether we fully realize it or not, Nuh's son had no idea. He didn't understand. But Nuh alayhi salam had such profound love for his child, his son, even though he was so rebellious, that Nuh alayhi salam is crying and pleading before Allah on behalf of that child. And the last thing that I'll say here, and we'll conclude with this, is, you know, this question was even presented to me leading up to the month of Ramadan. That a lot of times when we talk about, okay, we're going to talk about family in the Quran, there was a concern that was shared with me is that, well, because immediately what comes to mind is Ibrahim and Ismail, alayhim as-salam, Dawood and Sulaiman, alayhim as-salam. So this concern was shared with me that, isn't it going to end up being just kind of sharing like a very, you know, happy, rosy kind of picture, ideal scenario, prophets who are sons of prophets and prophets who are fathers of prophets, right? And is that going to be something that's a little bit harder to relate to? It's all going to be best case scenario. It's all going to be shining, exemplary examples. But in actuality, subhanAllah, all the different examples we've covered so far, they've been very difficult, very heartbreaking, very tragic. And this goes back to that point that I was making in the first session, in the introduction. The Quran addresses reality. Look what it's talking about. Heartbreaking. SubhanAllah. In fact, the next few scenarios we're going to cover, Ibrahim alayhi salam with his father, Lut alayhi salam with his wife, they're very harsh, very heartbreaking examples. So the Quran talks about the beautiful examples, but it also talks about the very difficult scenarios as well. Because the Quran addresses reality. It has guidance for everybody. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide our loved ones, guide our family members. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala unite us as families upon our faith. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reunite us with our families in Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us all for our indiscretions, for our shortcomings, and for our sins. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Jazakumullah khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.